Hey there. Do you have a second to go over the Henderson's account before lunch? Hello? Earth to Clark? What's going on here? Why does he have YouTube open on his phone? Famous singer flirts with you part 3 at 4 a.m. Wait, what is this? An audio roleplay? Aha, so you finally noticed me. Care to explain what you were listening to on company time? You weren't listening to anything. Sure, I'll believe that. Listen, just because your buddy Jake's father owns the company doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. And remember, while he's off in Colombia on business, I'm the one in charge. All right, come with me to my office. We need to have a little talk. Sit down. Let me just close the blinds for a bit of privacy. Now then, let's talk about what I saw earlier. I have to admit, I was surprised. I never would have pegged you as the type to listen to that sort of thing, especially not, well, during work hours. Oh, don't look so worried. I'm not mad. Just curious. So, tell me, what's the appeal? I see. Soothing voice, huh? We all need a break from reality now and then, I guess. You know, I've heard of these audio roleplays before, but I've never really understood them. Maybe you could enlighten me. What's your favorite part of it? Oh, really? Well, I suppose we all have our little indulgences. You must enjoy it quite a bit if you couldn't even hear me approach you. You know, there's something fascinating about the way certain sounds can create a reaction. Triggers, I think they're called. Different things that get your attention, calm you down, or even pull you into the story more deeply. I wonder, what kind of triggers do you like the most? The subtle, soothing ones, or something a little more pronounced? Why don't we try out a few for the sake of understanding, of course? Let's start with something simple. The sound of a pen tapping. It's repetitive. Almost hypnotic, don't you think? There's something calming about a steady rhythm like this. Or, how about this? A softer, more delicate sound. Does it make you feel more focused? Or maybe just a bit more at ease? Some people respond well to the sound of breathing. Like a gentle exhale. Soft. Measured. Helps you focus. And of course, there's always a classic, the simple whisper, close enough to hear, but soft enough that it feels personal, just between the two of us. How does that sound to you? Don't worry, I'm not here to make you uncomfortable. This is just a learning experience for both of us. You know, I'm genuinely curious. Was it like being so captivated by sound? This kind of reminds me when I was younger, back in college. I was really into improv. Joined a troupe and everything. Surprised. Yeah, most people are when they find out. Standing on stage, making up scenes on the spot, it was exhilarating. The spontaneity, the creativity, the unexpected turns. I loved every minute of it. Sometimes I miss those days. The thrill of stepping into a new character, exploring different scenarios. Maybe that's why these audio roleplays intrigue me. It's all about imagination and stepping into different roles. I'll tell you what. Why don't we try a little roleplay right now? For old time's sake. Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Think of it as a stress relief exercise. We could both use a little break, don't you think? Let's see. How about I pretend to be a popular cheerleader and you're the new student at school? Hi there. You're the new kid, right? Thought I'd come over and say hi. Don't be shy. It's not every day someone joins our school. By the way, that's a cool book you're reading. I read it last year. It's one of my favorites. So, where did you move from? Really? That's awesome. Must be quite a change coming here. If you need any help finding your way around, I'd be happy to show you. This place can be a bit of a maze. Oh, and you should totally come to the game on Friday. The whole school's gonna be there. Great. Maybe we can hang out afterwards. There's a group of us grabbing pizza. Well, I should get to class, but it was nice meeting you. Actually, before I go, welcome to the school. I have a feeling you're going to like it here. Okay, maybe that was a bit over the top. Oh wow, it doesn't look like you were expecting the kiss. You're so red right now. Anyways, say, improv can be a lot of fun. It doesn't have to be serious. Your turn. Pick any character you like. Let's keep this scene going. Oh, okay. Interesting choice. Just moved into a new neighborhood and I'm a very friendly neighbor. Okay. Here we go. Hi there. I noticed you moving in and thought I'd come over to say hello. Welcome to the neighborhood. I'm Emma from just across the street. I picked some cookies and figured out you might like a sweet treat after all that unpacking. They're chocolate chip cookies. Hope you enjoy them. If you need anything at all, tools, local tips, cup of sugar, don't hesitate to knock on my door. By the way, the Abbas are having a small get-together this weekend. Just a casual barbecue to welcome new faces. We'd love for you to join us. Great. I'll slip an invitation under your door with all the details. All right, I'll let you get back to settling in. Also, I love you, and I want to marry you. Bye! That was actually pretty good. You're natural. See, that wasn't so bad. Sometimes stepping out of our comfort zones can be refreshing. You know, we might have to make this a regular thing. Little improv session to break up the workday. But I suppose we should get back to reality. Thanks for indulging me with a little exercise. It's been a while since I've had that much fun at work. Now, about earlier, I still have to address the issue of workplace conduct. Here's what I'm thinking. For the next week, you leave your personal devices at home. No phone, no tablet, nothing to distract you from the tasks at hand. And if you follow the rules, we can maybe have another one of these improv sessions. What do you say? Great. I look forward to it. All right. Time to get back to work. Oh, and remember, no more audio roleplays on our company time. And also, let's keep this meeting and our future meetings to ourselves, yeah? Our little secret. Okay, off you go. And don't forget, I'll be keeping an eye on you. Actually, darling, could you come right back to my office? I still have some business to attend with you. Make sure to close the door behind you. Here, sit down. Sorry to bother you again with this, but maybe we could do one last roleplay. I'll pretend to be your boss, and you'll pretend to be my employee. And how about we slowly fall in love? You don't mind if I just take care of these pants for you, right? Oh my. That kiss has already started you up, huh? Let me just... This is probably a power trip, but you should totally just enjoy my body for today. And try to be silent. We don't want anyone in the office finding out what's happening at the boss's private office. Here, let me take my clothes off as well. You like these? You can touch them all you want, baby. You don't mind if I just bend over this desk and you can get to do whatever you want with me? Are you gonna fuck me here? Go ahead. Just slip it inside me. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh my god, your cock feels so good. Okay, just pound it, but don't be too loud. We don't want anyone to find out. Yes, yes, just like that. Oh, your cock feels so good inside me. So, how does fucking your boss feel like? Yes. Faster. Faster, please, please fuck me faster. Yes, 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 yes. Just like that. Fuck. I'm gonna fucking come. Yes. Fuck, yes. Pound it harder. Thank you for covering my mouth. You knew I was gonna scream, huh? Come here. Let's meet here, tomorrow, same time, for business, you know?